33 minutes past the hour, Texas Standard Time. I'm David Brown. The story of how Frank Vickers of Bastrop, Texas, got kicked out of his home sounds a bit like the stuff of fiction. He had rented the same property from the same landlord for almost a decade, but in September, Vickers was on his couch watching Jeopardy when a knock at the door came. And before he could even get up, a Bastrop County Sheriff's deputy was standing in his living room, evicting him. This story contains a lot of drama, and it includes an elected official, his attorney, daughter, and the sheriff's departments of two Texas counties. For more, we turn to Jody Barr. He is part of Austin KXAN-TV's investigative team. They uncovered this story. Jody Barr, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thank you very much for having us.
Now, how does Frank Vickers end up getting kicked out of the house he rented for almost a decade?
Well, he got a visit from a Bastrop County deputy.
Uh-huh.
The deputy comes into the house and says, you need to leave. The house has been sold. Vickers did not leave that night. Then he got a call the next day from Bastrop County Commissioner Bubba Snowden. He didn't answer the call, but it went to voicemail, and uh-huh. Snowden left a message that says, make it easier on both of us. This house has been sold. I'm going to put a sign up in your yard. Basically, get out. You've got one of the most powerful elected officials in your county and an officer of the law with a gun and a badge telling you to do something. He did it.
Now, wait. So, Bubba Snowden, he says, make it easier on both of us. Did he own the property or something or what?
No, it's actually his daughter. We were all confused as to how Bubba Snowden's daughter ended up with this house.
Uh-huh.
The county had no record of a sale at that point. So Vickers is very confused as to why a deputy's at his house, who called the deputy over, and then he gets a call from a county commissioner.
A county commissioner.
An elected official the next day saying, get out.
Who doesn't even have a claim to this property.
Yes, and that was only found out a few weeks into our investigation of trying to figure out what is going on here. We were going through every office that would have any public record, that would have any hand in selling a house. And then the day we ended our research and visited all of these county offices, up pops a sheriff's deed in the county clerk's office.
That's pretty, coincidental, I think, is the word that comes to mind.
Yeah, I guess you could call it coincidental.
Coincidental. Does it all seem to be on the up and up? Is the deed look square and fair or what?
Well, the deed actually came about the landowner, Francine Langford, who actually owned the property.
Mm-hmm.
She has another property in Lee County, the neighboring county. There was a fence installed on that property, and the bill wasn't paid. So there was a judgment rendered against Miss Langford in Lee County. Had nothing to do with the Bastrop County home. What ended up happening was Miss Langford was sued by this fence company in Lee County. Her attorney was a woman by the name of Rosanna Abreu. So we fast forward to the seizure of the property in Bastrop County.
Mm-hmm.
The constable's name there is Sal Abreu, husband and wife.
Mm-hmm.
So we start getting into the murky waters here that is this Bastrop County situation.
Boy, this is really interesting. So how did the Bastrop County property end up in the hands of Tracy Ortiz?
Well, there is a document known as a writ of execution,
mm-hmm.
and that is Lee County giving this constable in Bastrop County, Mr. Abreu, the authority to seize property that belongs to this landowner. The date that the constable says that he got the actual document was actually created months before the document existed. The landowner's attorney says that this is a fraudulent document. He carries that document to a Lee County judge last month, and the judge struck it down at that hearing, saying he found it to be a fraudulent document, that there's no way the constable had this document in hand 2 months before it even existed.
Where does this leave Frank Vickers?
Well, today that sign that the commissioner promised he'd put up is still there. There's a lawsuit filed by Vickers and his landlord and their attorney. They want this property back first. They're also suing over a wrongful eviction because the justice of the peace who issues eviction notices told Mr. Vickers they've never had an eviction notice in his name or for that address. You can't take property when it's not properly noticed, and it's property that this landowner had a homestead exemption on. She had a loan against this property, so there was a bank with the first claim. So it appears the law should have worked if the law was followed.
Is it common for people to lose property due to a lien?
Yeah, we found that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it happens from time to time if it's not a homestead property. If the process was followed, this likely would not have happened. I'm very interested to see if we could ever answer the why. Why this piece of property? Why the constable and his attorney wife, why were they interested in this?
Mm-hmm.
How did they know about it? A lot of questions.
A lot of questions. And still looking for answers, Jody Barr is. He's part of Austin KXAN's investigative team. They've uncovered this story of how Frank Vickers came to lose his home. Jody, thanks so much. We look forward to hearing updates.
Thank you very much, David.